had a conversation this week with a few Bochrim. It came up the subject of living the life of a Ben Torah. Now, Chas v'Shalom, we're not talking about here blind Ben Len. We're talking about living a life of what the Torah wants from us and what Torah really wants from us, living as a real Jew. And a lot of people have a problem with it. I'm not ready, or it's too fanatic, or there's different madrigas. I was thinking it over the whole time, like, you know, you see it a lot of times with Yeshiva Bochrim, you know, they get to a certain point and they're scared to just go over to the other side of Shtikl. You know, it might become too black, I have to give up a Shtikl of my Hanos, of Olam Hazeh. I'm talking about even as a Balabos. Take it easy. I'm not ready. There's a Moridik of Shmuz from Rabbi Yerucham on this Nakuda. Rabbi Yerucham says the Yetzahara has a Moridik of Chochm. He'll let the person live for 70, 80, 90 years, give him the hargosha, giving him the feeling that he's fighting his Yetzirah, give him the feeling that he's always steiging somewhat. He'll give him small little fights, small little nisyonos to overcome, to make him feel good with himself. He says it in a Lashon. For those who speak Yiddish, he'll throw him a beindel. He'll throw him a bone. The Torah knows how to throw a bone to somebody. You know, make him feel good. He overcame it. Yet the ikar should be ikorin. The main nakuda of what we're here for. You can go through a lifetime without even touching it, and you don't even realize that you're totally controlled by the Yetzirah. And that he threw you, that you can turn around and be blinded by the little steps, the baby steps that we took in life, that we overcome certain Yetziraharas, or certain nisyonos, is the Yetzirah sending them to us to make us feel good, to blind us from the ikar shebeikarim, from the main big fight. And then we, after 80, 90 years, we can go through a lifetime where we didn't even hit what we're supposed to do. The Pasha blinded us for 80, 90 years. If you take a look through the whole Torah, and you take a look, what does the Torah warn us more about, which averus to be careful from, in the times of when Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musa in Parshas Devarim, What did he give Musa about? What was he warning Klal Yisrael about? Where was he meramez to? It's very interesting. You don't find in the Torah more than once he talks about certain nishyonos, certain averas. Yet there's one avera that from Matan Torah all the way through to Parashas Devarim, and he goes even further. In Nach, you see it all the way through. One avera. One Avera. The Yema. This is after Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim. They saw the Esa Makkos. There was a Yitzias Mitzrayim which was Lamaila Menatevo. Then there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. Where Ro Shivcho Bayom, Mashaloi Roi Cheskel Ben Buzi Ben Nevuosoi. As Shivcho Al Hayam saw the Gilui, the clarity of Yad Hashem, that Yecheskel the Novi didn't see in his Nevuah. Then there's Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai, where the Ribbono Shel Olam came down, they heard the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ro, Shomu. They saw what they heard what they saw. Zochar, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. You would say that, not shy to do another Avir. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai and tells them one thing. He's making a bris with Klal Yisrael. Shmor lecha. God for yourself. I'm going to drive out the Moir Knani Chita Prisva Yuzi. Be careful. Must be choisum titsun. You gotta break all the Avodah Zaros. Don't bow down on Avodah Zaros. We are scared you'll make some sort of peace treaty with the Bnei Knan. The Zonu Achre Lekechem Elohim, you'll go after their gods. They'll call you Valchalta Mizivchoi. You'll start partying in together with them. Then they'll be velokachtami b'naisav lefanecho, lefanecho. What are you? You're talking about you're going to start being mezana with the goyim? This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar. That I'm scared you're going to see that avodah zaros. And you're talking about Klal Yisrael that heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That you're going to see and it'll entice you, and you want to follow their culture. It's going to be like way, way off. And this goes on all the way through the Torah, all the way through Parshas Devarim. The regular Averas of Klal Yisrael was mentioned with one word. But this parasha probably was written 12, 13 times in the Torah. I'm scared. You saw what went on in Mitzrayim. You saw the Baal Pa'oi. And you're going to get a cheshik to be... You're going to have a cheshek. Take a look what Pesach and Parshas Nitzavim. Ki atem yudatem asher yoshavnu be'etz Mitzrayim. You saw that disgusting things with Gululeim, Eitz Ve'ev and Kezazov. And I'm scared. Pen Yesh Bechem Isha Isha Mishpocha Shevet Lo Leches Lavodis Lekei Agoyim Ve'ela. I'm scared that since you saw it, you're going to go after it. And therefore, I want to make a bris, Kairos bris. And he gave a klala there, Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, ki atet emidatim, lefi shere isim ho umos oivde avodah zara. You saw them serving avodah zara, so what? You came out of Mitzrayim. V'shem ha'isi levecha mikem lechaz achrem. Perhaps one of you has a cheshek to go after them. V'atiru es shikutseyem, al shem shem u'usim kishkotsim. They were disgusting. V'giluleyem, Eitz Ve'Even. Pen yesh lefi koch anitzoch lashbiachem. Therefore, as Moshe Rabbeinu, I have to make a shvua with Klal Yisrael. A shvua with Klal Yisrael, what? Because what you saw in Mitzrayim and all the Avodah Zarah, it might have an effect on you. It has an effect on you. And therefore, when you go into Eretz Kanani and you're going to fight the Goyim, wipe them out, break every Avodah Zarah, I'm scared you might get attracted by their culture. What's Pshat? And if you go into Tanakh, you go through the story, and by Nach, in Shoftim, you can find something very interesting. The Rebbein Shalom came with Tainas Klal Yisroel. They didn't wipe out all the Kanani and Chiti. They let them live, some of them. And they gave them heavy taxes, if you want to stay alive. But they didn't wipe them out. And because of that, there was always parshas in Klal Yisroel, of Klal Yisroel serving Avodah Zarah. Of Klal Yisroel, there was always people in Klal Yisroel that went off of the culture of the Goyim. Because they didn't wipe out the Goyim. The attacker didn't listen to what the Rebbeinu Shlom said. Moshe Rabbeinu was warned by the Rebbeinu Shlom, there's going to come a time where the Zonu Achareihem. They're going to want to go after them. And even when they went in with Yeshua, they didn't wipe out Klal, they didn't wipe out all the Goyim. They left them stay in different towns. In the big picture, Klal Yisrael owned Eretz Yisrael. But there was always pockets of Kananim, Chiti, that weren't wiped out. And as time went on, they became very friendly with them. They started intermarriage. They started with Avodah Zarah. And that's what caused all the Klal Yisrael's sorrows all through the history of the Nevi'im. You go through the whole history, all through the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rishon, Sheni, all through the 800 years. You'll see that all these pockets of Goyim was the one that caused Klal Yisrael's downfall. Because they learned their culture and they became part of it. They wanted to be the Avodah Zarah. I was Mies, opposite Gishmak. And yet, in the Yetzirah of each person, Kivras HaTaiva, was written once in the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musa. You had a taiva for achila, you had a taiva for this. Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the Agav Orchim, it's mentioned once. Yet this Aveira, wherever you go, every second parasha, there's another pasuk that throws in. I had to make a shvua, I had to make a klal. You go through the whole parashas of Nevi'im, Shoftim, Shmuel, Aleph. It's all from these pockets of Goyim that we got affected. You see one thing, that the Torah is more nervous, more nervous of the sviva, of what surrounds you, of where you live, more than the Honi Yetzahara that you're naturally born with. The Goyin says there's such a thing called Yetzahara Apnimi and it's called Yetzahara Chitzoni. The Yetzahara Apnimi is what you're naturally born with, your instincts. Your normal Yetzahara Tivus that doesn't come close to the Yetzahara Chitzoni. Yetzara Chitzoni is what the eye sees, the culture where he lives, has a bigger effect on him than his own personal Yetzara. And if you go through the history of Klal Yisrael, you will see the downfall of Klal Yisrael in all the tkufas of Klal Yisrael was the Yetzara Chitzoni, the outer Yetzara, the Yetzara that saw what was going on by the Goyim, the cultures that they had. Each generation had a different culture. In those days, Avodah Zarah was a Yetzara that was bigger than Taiva. Taiva's of Znus. We don't understand it because it was taken away. The same way we won't understand it when we come upstairs, exactly what Taiva of Znus we had when we were down here. Exactly the same. We can't understand what does it mean going and serving a piece of Evan, Eitz for Evan. Doing cold over miyos on it. That's a Yetzirah. It's the same Yetzirah as Nus, except it hasn't been taken away from us, so we can't understand it. But that was a Yetzirah, it was a bigger Yetzirah, and that was what chapped. And through every generation we were affected from what we saw the Goyim doing. That Yetzirah is a 50 times bigger Yetzirah than the Yetzirah HaPnimi that we're naturally born with. Because the metzias of what you see, the metzias of the gishmak of when you see a goy enjoying it, has such a koyach that even the Yetzirah HaPnimi hasn't got that koyach. And it's more than that. It can have you can be a Bayi Matan Torah, you can have a Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can have a Gilui Shechina, you can have everything in front of you. But Kenegi the Yetzirah HaChitzoni, nothing has it. Blows away everything. That's how strong the Yetzirah HaChitzoni is. And we look around and we say, what does the Torah want? It's talking about Avodah Zarahs and this and that, and they didn't give back. And in Eretz Yisrael, Pshat is they always had these pockets of going which they didn't wipe out, and the Rebbeinu Shlom warned them, if you don't wipe them all out, you're going to suffer from it. Because what the eye sees of other cultures, it has such a tremendous effect on you. A person is affected by his sviva more than anything else. It's the strongest Yetzirah. And as the generations went down, we were always controlled by the culture of the goy. And here I want to go through a shtickel inside. I think I once learnt it with you guys. Enough. Vehine, gam b'doyre seinu, onu. Even in our generation, Rabbi Yeruchim writes this. Nira she'ike amashchis v'ma'acher es klal Yisrael. The ike hashchosa that killed klal Yisrael. Eina ela yetzahara zeh shemi bachutz. Is the yetzahara mi bachutz. Kishenovit ala matzav haklal. If you take a look at Be'etzem Klal Yisrael in his big picture. Halay neira v'oyom. Me'ein bo la Klal Yisrael ha-toyres ha-shoynes. Where does Klal Yisrael get this new Torah of the miflagot ha-tzi'irim? Miflagot ha-tzi'irim means these games. These teams. Im loy ma yetzahara shi ma bachutz. If it's not from the yetzahara of the outside yetzahara. Hay mavil moed, it's moedik. Me'ein zeh bo klal Yisrael dvorim kamo amishak ha-football. This is Rabbi Yeruchim writing this in 1925.
How does Klal Yisrael Bichlal have Shaykhus to this Mishak football? Oya Koyach. HaKoyach was the name of one of the teams. Eze Shaykhus Yesh Lezeh La'am Yisrael. What Shaykhus does this have to Klal Yisrael? This is a Goyshe Musub of screaming for a team. Veich Niyes HaKazoyz BeYisrael. How can Klal Yisrael make a Kabbalah's Ponim La'akoyach V'skoytum? These are the two teams that they made a Kabbalah's Ponim for. How did it come, Bichlal, Kilo, like the Yankees and the what's it called, they make a Kabbalah's Ponim, the Yidden make a Kabbalah's Ponim. Bishloy meitz la goyim ain't a chidush. It's not a chidush by the goyim, because you stackel b'historishim, you look at the history, at the history of them. Etzlem kematchloy nishtale el atzura. Nothing changed. They always had their Avodah Zorah, which they ran after. Ki aloy hoyezem etzlem mikoydim. They had this before, could go mischak hoed stadion. They used to go to the stadium, Umischak HaShvorim, but they used to play. They still do it. In Spain, I think, the oxes, the bullfights. Avol me'ein ze leklal Yisrael, ein ze elokim yis'arvu ba'goyim. We got mixed with goyim. Va'ilomdu mimaseim. We learned from their maseim. Yofa omar saba. This is a Meridik Hashtikl. It says, in their chukos we shouldn't go. Now, what does chukos mean? Chukos means a mishpat has a reason behind it. A chok has no seichel behind it. Por adum is a chok. We don't understand it. She says like this: Ki yesh mishpat v'yesh chukim. Mishpatim hein dvarim sheyesh lehem tam. A mishpat has a reason to it. Chukim hein dvarim b'lo tam. It's like a gzera. If you do like the mishpatim of like you do like the goyim, no, yesh eze hitzdatkus. Perhaps there is some good reason. Milsa b'taima, there's a good reason. Avalasis k'toyevos to do like the toyevos of the goyim. She'en lem aftam v'rak gezeros chukim shelahem. It's some stupid idiocy. That's a chok. And he gives an example. K'gezeros melech zenoyimoyt hineroyim. We see, she'ata nase etzlem l'choik, now this is 1925, it became a chok, she'bekisa elyon, in the top pocket, mesim matpachas aduma, you put in a red handkerchief, right? Some people still know that today. So that was, does that have a reason? It's a chok, doesn't make sense. But you know what? The goyim do it, so suddenly the yidden started doing it. Zokta azei. The whole world is following it. You want a Meshuggah in Paris that decided that's the fashion? Doesn't make sense. A chok. Scripture is choshev. So you taka started thinking that that's choshev. Yesh lezeh tam, has a psatam gonish. It's a chok. Ula daiti, kishonu roim batoira, hazhorah. Don't do like the Maisa Mitzrayim. Ukumaisa Eretz Knan Hashem Mevi Eschem. Uvachukay Sehem Loiseleichu. The Chukay Sehem doesn't say Mishpat of Chukay Sehem. Doesn't have time behind it. There's no reason behind it. Ani Shemeh Mizeh Hatzora. I hear from there Azhora. Shlo Yir Etzlchem Football Kedoyma. Shlitasu Kumaisa Hagoyim. Vehine, look at this. Be'emes, kishenashkev al tzmenu. When we look back at ourselves, ba'habota amitis unuchoina. When we really sit down and take a real inner deep look in ourselves, nira shaloyk b'derech klal, ela b'derech prat. It's not only in the big picture. Even in b'derech prat, ba'avunashenu lokachnu b'yodenu, we have taken into our hands Kol Torah Sa'umas, the whole Goyish culture. Ein bonu af eva echot atzma'i haini Yisraeli, Torah Dika. There's not one eva, in our body that we can say has no shaykhus to goyim, and it's a Yiddish eva, it's Torah Dik. Ein kavanah sein ala maisim. We're not talking about whether we put on tefillin about a maisa mitzvah. Elabik al mabotenu, our mindset, the way we look at it. Oidas klal achayim, how we look at life. Hashkof al sido achayim. How hashkof is how we're going to set up our life. Kol achayim, Chaya Atzmi v'chaya Beisi, the way I live and the way my house lives, v'chaya Mishpachti, the way my family's going to live, Kol Matarosinu v'ashkof v'seinu, our whole outlook and our whole Ashkofa is Ashkofa so Uma, is a Goisha Ashkofa. And that's what the Torah is telling us all the way through. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu made the Shvua before he was Nifta. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to learn from the culture of the Goyim, and you're going to become Fagoisht. So Zvisen Zayn, that's where Klal Yisrael is going to lose everything. It'll start with a bit of the culture, it'll start with a handkerchief in the top pocket, it'll start with a football game, the Zonu Acharehem. Why? Because we're Fagoisht. He goes even further. Let's be merry, let's be happy and drink. Let's chill. Who mishalonu? That's our hashkofa. Halo yashkofa zagoyim, mishalahem lokachnu et ze. That whole hashkofa is taken from the goyim. This drinking, feeling merry, drink today, for tomorrow we die. That whole hashkofa is taken from the goyim. Let's just chill out, space out. Hare toy hare toyra chayevas al tartima bosu velug yain misle ben tzayra meira. What's the whole is of it ben tzayra meira? What? That he gagamed a shtickle flesh and he had one bottle of wine. But I'll shame safer because when you're trafing that hashkofu, you don't know where it's going to go. Achil Shabbos from a 12-year-old kid we don't kill. But Ben Seir Amorah, because he had gegam with a shtickle flesh, and he had a bottle of wine, oh, that's dangerous. Because that can lead to mamash. Why? Because Ike HaKorim Shal Hashkofa So Umois Hi O Olam Hazeh Ike. The Hashkofa for Nagoy is Olam Hazeh is the Ike. And everything else is included in that. You what's going on over here? The Amorah, they could cook. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Musa that was given to Klal Yisrael, and the Musa that Ribbono Shlom, that every Novi all the way through history didn't come and say Yom Machal Shabbos, didn't come and talk about personal Yetzer Horas. He talked about Hashkofa. What is your outlook in life? Who are you copying? Who do you want to look like? When you're asked, can you consider this guy a Ben Torah if he sits Motzei Shabbos in front of his 42-inch screen and watches a movie with his wife? Oh, but Be'etzim, he goes to Shia, he learns every day, he never misses a Shacharis, Mincha or Mariv. A goy is there! That's what he's saying. It's vergoisht! And you can go through life thinking as ich bin ayid, and you go through 70, 80 years and thinking that, oh, bin ayid is a mensch, I never missed a shachris, I was always kaveitim la Torah, I finished shas 5 times, I was by every daf ayomi siyam, und mein ganzer Stub ist ein Stück goy. And Biruchim says, was? That the Yetzer Hara throws you a bone. Feel good. You finish Shas every 7 years. You feel good. You give a bit of stocker. You got your name plastered on the wall. Beautiful. You went on a bicycle trip and you made money for Chai, whatever they call it. Great. Wow. Chashua Balabas. Doing so much for the Klal. Beautiful. And Rabbi Yerucham says, as the Sotan doesn't want you to even realize that you're all a bunch of Oivdei Avodah Zorah. We're not bowing down to the idols, because there's no Issa anymore. But there's an Avodah Zorah out there that's the same Issa. Yeah, you're not Chayev Misa on it, but we're Oivdei Avodah Zorah. In God we trust is written on the dollar. the Yankees and the Mets, I'll be Moshe Nefesh. Moshe Nefesh. Well, daven for Sikin. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Daven for Sikin, you know what that is? It's a schooler. I'll say, if I didn't say Parashas Hamon in New York, the day I was once, Tuesday in America, on Parashas B'Shalach, the Olam, Mamash is given, Mamash, a mitzvah's assay like Schiris Hamolik if you don't say Parashas Hamon. Parashas Hamon, if I don't say on Tuesday Parashas B'Shalach, I'm not going to have Parnosa, Nebuch. It's all about the money. Mzendoch Oivde Avede Zorah. We're going to go through a lifetime not even happing that there's not one Torah Dika bone in me. That's what Rabbi Yerucham is saying. And we'll come upstairs and they'll turn around and they'll say, Asugatana Maisa Mitzvah, Zeh Hashem. Say it. No problem. You'll get Yitzchak. Ayid. It's given over the Avodah Zorah, Gantz Leben. Your whole life you were over the Avodah Zorah. Ochel Vashoysa. It was a yes, Avodah Zorah from fressen and trinken. Do we chat b'chlal? And the simcha that we have tzamen mit the goyim over a nitzochin, a shvatzer, the bnei avodim, the klolim, the bnei chom, mitkansen ze noch. When he scored a goal, what a great! Das ist nicht Avodah Zorah. That's not the Avodah Zorah of today. That was the Pen Yesh Bochem that you'll see in Mitzrayim. That's the Mitzrayim. In those days it was bowing down to an Avodah Zorah. And today it's bowing down to some Schwarzer that happens to have two legs. Zalba Eitz Ve'Evan that they had in Mitzrayim. And we don't chap. In that, in the big picture, we're not Jewish. In the big picture, we're fagoished. We're oiv the Avodah Zorah. Yeah, we do mitzvahs. The Yetzer Hara throws us a bone. Feel good, you gave stocker. Feel good, you went to Hadaf HaYomishir. Feel good, you finished Shas. Great. Everybody clap for you. Oh, but where are you living? Who's the Hashkofas HaTorah? Are you Torah dick in your anhaga? Are you careful what you read? Are you careful what you bring into the house? Are you careful how you act? That we're acting like goyim, we dress like goyim, we look like goyim. When you ask the shaila, not ready to become the Ben Torah. And when you hear that from different people in different nuschois, or you don't consider him a chosh of a guy, like Rabbi, he's kaveh eating 20 minutes a day. It's not just about the learning and if he doesn't miss a davening. When you walk into a younger man's house and he's not embarrassed to tell you that he has open internet, or if you have a younger man, a balabos, who's not embarrassed to tell you to walk in, but chalal not embarrassed by what he's holding, so pshat is, it's like this man from the Beis HaMikdash, like Klal Yisrael before the Churban. Some got the Avodah Zorah, Afen Zayt, on the side. And they also served the Ribbono Shel Olam, wasn't a stira. I serve my Yankees, I serve my internet, I've got to serve myself, Ochel V'Shoseh. I also have Avodah Hashem that makes me feel happy. It's all part of my Yetzer Hara, not my Yetzer HaTov. were bankrupt.
If you take a look around,
who's talking about B'nai Torah? Yes, staying and learning, not staying and learning. You should learn a bit longer, learn a bit shorter. We're talking about looking like Yidden. What the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from a Yid, that every Eva should be Torahdik. This mind before Nabi Yerucham has to be chazed once a week. To understand, to chap. Where are we? Exactly where we're going. We'll go through a lifetime. If we don't have the source of staying in the Beis HaMedrash, then the strangers that are out there, that Avodah Zorah, Penyesh Bochem, and you'll see Varay Shukutzeim, you'll see it's disgusting. Oh, but I want it. It's disgusting, I can't help it. I need it in my house. It's disgusting the way they fress her eye. Ich will das Eichut. I also want it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael before he went in, before he was Nifter. You can see Kabbalah's HaTorah. You can believe in your Machshava, everything. In theory, I'm a Ben Torah. In Lamaisa, Ben Chagoy. And you can go through 50, 60, 70, 80 years and miss the point. Miss the point. We'll come upstairs. I'll be the first Shaila. Halolo Evde Avodah Zorah, Halolo Evde Avodah Zorah, Wall Evde Avodah Zorah. Just Galet V'Ayid. You did certain acts of the Jewish religion. You went to davening. But you also, on the other side, had your Avodah Zorahs. A Motzei Shabbos, a Sunday afternoon. This musig in America of Jungleit coming together on Super Bowl night and having a popcorn with hot dogs zusammen. Das ist nicht Kongress Avodah Zorah. That's not saying this is Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim. This is the way they fresserai. This is the fresserai of when they go to the stadium or the Shvat, sitting there and fretting around and cooked up with a Shvat after a bowl. This is not Varoah Shukutzeim. Take a look at the Pasuk. This is Mamash, the translation of that way. The Zorah changed. You're not Chayiv Misa. Nochanama, you're not Chayiv Misa. Over that way, the Zorah is there. The Leufen Nochen Geld. When your focus is to be a Torah de Yid, you're going to run after money the way they do today. That money is the end of everything. That's everything. Your whole mind is taken over. Abis noch abisal geld. Noch abisal geld. And if I don't have exactly the car that I want, does it nishkin have a Zorah? We've totally lost Bechlau, a cook of what the Torah wants from us. And we'll go through a life where we will do Maisim Toivim, don't get me wrong. We'll do Maisim Toivim, we'll do mitzvahs, we'll even learn. Oh, but the Iker should be Karim. Shaloi Asani Goy. How much of Shaloi Asani Goy was I? What Moshe Rabbeinu went through the whole Torah, 12, 15 times he repeated himself. And the Rabbeinu Shalom said it's not going to help. Because the minute they see their culture, it'll become part of them. V'zonu achareihem. And how many fall into that trap? And it all starts off. And even in a yeshiva, Chas v'shalom, we're not allowed to ask for it. Chas v'shalom. When you're a fanatic, you don't understand today's generation. You don't understand what it means. Keeps me going. Sure. Avodah Zorah keeps you going. Of course, Havas Nation. He's a fanatic. Doesn't understand today's generation. All these kind of things. Go over to somebody, Bizman Amigdosh, and tell him, Avodah Zorah, what's the midya? And he'll answer you the same thing as you answer today. come on, it's our next door neighbor. We're just eating together. Beseder, so I have to pat Avodah Zorah a bissel to make in order that we can be able to do business. Zonu achareihem. Beseder, so my daughter went over one night. Bishkefeloch. That was where, take a look and through the Tanakh. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Shlomim told them after Kabbalah Satoira, that the biggest satan is going to be the culture out there that's going to catch us, and what we see is going to make us fagoished. The scary part is, Rabbi Yerucham says, that we can go through a lifetime, 70, 80 years, and we miss the point. Rabbi Yisrael, wake up. Life's not a joke. Rabbi Yisrael wants us to be Yidden. Yidden means every fiber of our body is Yiddish. Our hashkofa, our mindset is Yiddish. And to be Yiddish, we have to be careful from the Yetzirah mibachutz. Yetzirah mibifnim. Torah can take care of it. Oy sheboy yachzeh lemutov. Tshuva. But when we're connected there, we can do tshuva and still be Oyv David Zora. We can finish a Yom Kippur night and the Ila, and an hour later we can watch a game. Dishkin Stira. And Mizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, if you turned around and said a guy brought a korban in the Beis HaMikdash and then an hour later he was Oved Avodah Zorah, you'd say, whoa, how does that work? What do you mean, it's still working? I can be finished Ne'ilah Yom Kippur by night and 2 hours later I can be watching again. Das nicht. That means we're fagoish. We missed it. We missed the point. We can go through a whole lifetime thinking that we're Jewish, and we come upstairs, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to say, "Shaiches to me, shaiches to me. Your whole Mais HaMitzvahs is all part of you feeling good, because that was part of the culture. You're supposed to feel good. If you don't feel good, you have a heter to do kol davar osa. New word in America." You've got to feel with it, right? There's 12 steps. You've got to feel God, right? I'm Maven Yovin. It's all part of this culture that chas v'shalom, to feel Yiddish, feel connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to feel that I'm a nivcha, I'm a chosen nation, out the window. All starts from the klein Avodah Zorah that we're brought up with. Becomes a big Avodah Zorah, it becomes in the Maicholos, it becomes in the Mishta, then we grow and we get married, and it's part of the furniture. We're ready, Meshemzach Nisht, and those who Shemzach, yeah, so they have not 42 inch, but 24 inch in the bedroom. Yeah, they're already more B'nai Torah Dik. B'nai Torah Goyim Gemurim. And I don't say Goyim Gemurim, the Torah says it. The Torah says, you're not Jewish, you're Oved Avodah Zorah. We're going to come upstairs. Rabbi Yisrael, Hav Rachmonos, mit kumen avyena velt, through a whole lifetime, and you'll see we're bankrupt. We've got nothing to show for ourselves. And it's all for one thing. We got taken in by the culture, from the Goyim. Didn't do anything terribly wrong. We just became part of that culture, of that new Avodah Zorah. Chas v'shalom, it's not awesome. We're allowed to say what the Hashkofa, what the Torah really wants from us. And when a bocher wants to leave a yeshiva, he has to understand. It's not about how many hours a day he learns. It's about how much Yiddishkeit does he have with him. When he goes out there, what is he prepared? Is he going to be, is every Eva Yiddish? I'm ready, I'm not ready, I can only go up to here, I'm steiging. You know what I mean? I got up for davening, I learned a bit, but I have this small little Avodah Zorah, it's only 3 inches high. Him I bow down to once a day, once a week. You know, it's a shtickle of it, start a grace one. Yena, My next door neighbor who lives somewhere else, he has this massive Avodah Zarah. As you walk in, you have to kiss it. Okay, das hab ich nicht. That's the way they used to speak. It was Ban Amigdosh. He had a massive base of Amigdosh. I've got small Avodah Zarah. It's only this small. It's a small little computer. It's a small this. It's a small that. Everybody has their little Avodah Zarah. You're still chayv Avodah Zarah. You're still not. You're over Avodah Zarah. Doesn't help. Big, small, how much? That's what we have to look at. That's going to be our measuring rod. It's not about what I'm doing. It's not. It's about what I'm not doing. It's about where's my mindset. But you can't be on both sides of the fence. It doesn't work. You want to be over the Avodah Zarah. You want to be from the Erev Rav, from both sides. Doesn't work. Das ist treif. Hatzlacha.